Oh, the song, the song. When a fire starts to burn, there's a lesson you must learn. Something, something, then you'll see. You'll avoid catastrophe. Don't!
6:26, wake up Kenosha, as we get set to, well, jump on board.
Fire truck, I want to ride on a fire truck.
From Kenosha Fire Prevention, he is Guy Santelli. Guy, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys this morning?
Doing very well. We're coming up on Zoom Thanksgiving, Guy. And we're coming up on the season where a lot of people are going to do more cooking if they're not doing more already because of the pandemic. But I think I know this for a fact, Guy. Majority of house fires start in the kitchen. So let's talk about kitchen safety a little bit and what we should be aware of here.
Yeah, we, you know, funny we're going to talk about this today. We had two kitchen fires yesterday. We had a microwave fire and a stove fire yesterday. So people are starting to amp up cooking for Thanksgiving. So, you know, just the basics on kitchen safety is keeping those pot handles in, never throwing any metal in the microwave to be cooked. Always wearing short sleeves or pulling your sleeves up so nothing is nothing's draping down over the burners or the oven when you open it up. You know, keeping kids out of the kitchen while you're cooking, while you're opening up those oven doors. I think we probably should put in a shout out for turkey fryers today too.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Hopefully people are going to abide by the smaller groups this year with COVID exploding all around us. And hopefully they do a test run with their turkey fryer with water and the turkey before they actually put the oil in and drop a turkey in, realize they have too much oil, it goes overboard and flashes fire on them from the oil hitting the flame. So let's always remember to do a test run with that turkey and make sure that we don't have too much oil in that pot. So, we don't want to have any garage fires. We don't want to have any porch fires. We want to have a safe Thanksgiving as much as possible.
So, Guy, if I do experience a kitchen fire, how do I know whether I can put it out or when it's time to call the fire department?
You know, a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. The biggest thing that you want to control is small little pot fires. And you can do that by making sure that there's the pan lid around very quickly. So you can grab that pan lid, put it on that pot or that pan, and hopefully you self-extinguish it. The biggest thing is people think that they can fight it with either water, which you don't want to do.
No.
Or flour or salt or, you know, baking soda or even your own extinguisher. And your extinguisher will work, but, boy, it'll make quite a mess when you're trying to reconvene. And so the biggest thing for me is if you think you can put it out, use that. Use that pot cover.
Absolutely.
And put pot cover on it. Try to smother it.
Safe this Thanksgiving in the kitchen. Guy Santelli, Kenosha Fire Prevention. What's the telephone number over there, sir?
The telephone number is 262-653-4110 for any questions. And we always have all those tip sheets on our website at kenosha.org in the fire department section under the Fire Prevention Bureau.